You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM.
In 1979, Simcoe County in Ontario started researching garbage dump options. The site they settled on was located around the town of Elmvale, between Lake Simcoe and Georgian Bay. The site covers about 20.7 hectares and is surrounded by good farmland. It's also located near the Beausoleil First Nations Reserve. The proposed dump has been controversial from the beginning. Local citizens have opposed the development through each step, and more recently they've been joined by national groups like the Council of Canadians. Last month, these groups were finally able to win a moratorium on the project. Dan Keller is a freelance journalist who's been following this story. He's also an organizer with AWOL, an anti-war group based in Laurier, Ontario. Hi, Dan.
How are you doing?
Good. Why is this proposed garbage dump so controversial?
Well, one of the main reasons this dump is controversial is that it sits above a pretty complex underground aquifer system that cleans water to an amazing degree. It's just really effective. The water that comes out, and there's a couple springs that you can stop right along the side of the road and fill up on. And when they test it, it's the purest water in the world. So to put a garbage dump on top of this just seems a little silly.
Now, I understand that in 1989, the Environmental Review Board rejected the project. So then why has it proceeded?
It's a good question. In 89, when the original cancellation came in, people were pretty happy because they recognized that the site was, it was a special site. But in 1990, the Ontario government, the Ontario Peterson government, forced a reopening of the issue. They put forth what's called a certificate of approval, and that forced the approval process to be reopened and reexamined. Eventually, when it finally came down to a second decision, the chair of that board, that Environmental Review Board, really didn't have a choice other than to agree to let it go through because of this order in council that had come through.
Why have the provincial and municipal governments been so anxious to go ahead with the landfill?
I haven't been able to figure that out myself. There's no heavy need for a new landfill. I mean, it's been going on for 25 years, so clearly there wasn't like this great need to build a landfill there. Why they're forcing it, or why they started forcing it now, it's very, very questionable. I mean, he's now the warden of the council, Tony Georges. When he was the mayor of Springfield, which is a town. Or Springwater, sorry, which is a town in Simcoe County, he said he would always be against this dump, and that, like, from the start he was against it, and that he'll always be against it in the future. As soon as he was elected mayor, he changed his mind and started pushing forward with the dump.
Who owns that land that the dump is going to be on?
Well, it's county-owned land. I guess they're the main developer of the site. But yeah, it sits right in the middle of agricultural, like, it sits right in between farms. Like, it's right in the middle of great farmland in Ontario, some of the best farmland in Ontario, and of course right above this aquifer.
Often in cases like this, if you follow the money, you can kind of get an idea of why something's proceeding. Is that the case here, that there's financial interests that stand to make a profit off this?
Yeah, well, absolutely. I mean, the local construction company that was brought in is going to make a lot of money. But one thing we're starting to realize when we're putting these pieces together is that the corporate industrial giant Genevar, they own a couple of the smaller contractors that are involved here. They own not only Jager Higgs, which is the water testing company, but they also own a company that's giving advice on how to build landfills to the county. So they have, you know, they're giving this advice, and then they also have the monitoring covered under this one large corporation, Genevar.
Tell me a little bit about Genevar, because I don't know that we're that familiar with it here in this part of the country.
Right. Yeah. I don't know about their stuff out west, but in Ontario and Quebec, they, you know, there's about 3,500 employees. They own over 55 smaller companies. And they're just one of these huge industrial giants. I mean, they have their hands in everything. They're in biotech. They're in obviously landfill. They're in water quality testing. They're in other developments. They're in pretty much every industry. And you can find most of this information right from their webpage. They're proud about their tentacles being in every little industry that we have. But yeah, they're just a huge company that is. I mean, it seems like there's some conflict of interest going on right for Site 41, in terms of them having the water testing company and the company that's giving advice to the county about the garbage dump.
How did the information about that conflict of interest come out?
I believe the Council of Canadians originally posted about Genevar and Jaeger Higgs, the water testing company, and they also released that it came out about this consulting company, the garbage consulting company. So really, Council of Canadians, one of the groups that has been working on this since pretty early on, they jumped on and got some good research done on the issue and kind of pointed a few of these things out. And yeah, and then I just started looking into it a little more. It's interesting, yeah.
Now, in addition to the Council of Canadians, local citizens and First Nations groups have been at the forefront of resistance to Site 41. What kind of activities have they been involved in?
Well, it was in May, at the beginning of May, about a group of Anishinaabe women from the Beau Soleil First Nation. They live just north of where this dump is supposed to be put on, out in Georgian Bay on an island, Christian Island and Georgina Islands. And I mean, it's right where this water kind of flows out to in the underground. It flows out into Georgian Bay, and so yeah, the Anishinaabe woman from Beau Soleil set up a protest camp across the site on some farmers' land. Set up a protest site across the street from the dump, and for months had just, you know, they had rallies. The farmers would come out and support doing slowdowns. They would drive really slow and make sure that the construction vehicles couldn't get in or out, or the dump trucks couldn't get in or out. And from there, other than the farmers and really it is a First Nations led protest. Other than that, just small groups have gone up, and small groups of individuals have just gone up, lived at the camp, helped out whatever ways they could. I mean, the camp is still ongoing.
Now, a one-year moratorium has been imposed. What does that mean now for the future of the project?
On the 25th of August, the one-year moratorium came through, voted by the Simcoe County Council. What will be happening now is obviously construction. Construction's done. The 2 days or a day after the vote, the construction company came in, took all their equipment out. So there's nothing that's happening there for 1 year. But what's happening on the 22nd of September is Simcoe County Council is getting together once again, and the mayor from Tiny Township has put forward a motion to bring down the project forever, like to cancel the dump site. We're kind of waiting to see what happens there. If that doesn't pass at that point, there's still the 1 year moratorium where no construction will take place.
Okay, and what's the chances of that passing, do you think?
Well, I mean, the original vote to let the construction start was very, very tight. It was 16-15, and one of the people was absent. That could have made it a deadlock. This last vote for the moratorium was 22-10. So that was, pretty strong results to block it for a year. So, I mean, there's a lot of public pressure to cancel this dump site. I mean, even the warden has come back and said that, you know, maybe he will support the stopping of this dump site now, kind of flip-flopping on the issue. But, yeah, I mean, it's a good thing. It's a good thing if he's going to actually move to block it. And if he's going to do it, then I think more of the I think there will be positive results for this next vote.
Well, that's encouraging. Well, thank you very much for talking to me this morning, Dan.
Oh, thanks for having me on.
I've been speaking with Dan Keller. He's a freelance journalist and organizer with AWAL, that's AWAL, and they're an anti-war group based in Laurier, Ontario. To learn more about the Site 41 garbage dump, you can check out AWAL's radio podcasts, and they are available at rabble.ca.